talk about the Snoopy team. So I was in the first Gulf War, mm-hmm. in the Persian Gulf. I was on a ship, and they decided that I was smart enough to go at a moment's notice to the top of the boat and take pictures of and give my opinion of an enemy combatant machine. And this Iranian plane kept coming near our ship and trying to kind of spy on us. So when it would, we would have to spy on it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot to unwrap here, but my job, I was a radar operator, and they would put you in a station, an imaginary box in the ocean, and you just sort of drive in a circle. And the same Iranian plane would come and check in with us, right? And I would have to wake up. I would get into my bed, and they'd be like, away the Snoopy team, away the Snoopy team. We'd have to run up there, and I'm supposed to be sleeping. Yeah. And I'd come out of the boat, and it's all dark in the boat because they'd keep it dark so you could sleep. And then it would be broad daylight, and we'd take pictures. And we did this 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, like days and days in a row. I was becoming delirious. And here's where it gets tricky, and you can take it or leave it, and I don't know if I did the right thing, I don't know if I did the wrong thing. One night, I'm on the radar, and this is now the middle of the night, this is my on shift, and the standard operating procedure is like SOP, is a book that where the captain tells you, this is what you're supposed to do, okay? This is how things are supposed to work. Mm-hmm. And you're only supposed to look on our radar 13 miles around the boat. Because our boat is old, like World War I old. And we had a surface radar. And I was only supposed to look for surface contacts within 13 miles. And we're in the middle of the Persian Gulf, and I set the radar out of boredom, just screwing around. I set it to 300 miles, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Iran. And I keep waking up by day to take pictures of this P3, and I am looking at the spot where it comes from on the radar, and I see it, all of a sudden I see it, and I'm going, oh, that's going fast, it's going, and I think, oh, this is the plane, and it's coming right at us, and I'm watching it come in, and I'm thinking to myself, what should I do? I'm against the rules, paying attention to 300 miles, right? Okay. And I'm using a radar that is only for surface. So it's not for the... And I think to myself, this is that plane that keeps coming every day and keeps waking me up. And I thought, why don't I find out some real... I don't know if I thought it this clearly, but I'm thinking back... Why don't I find out some real intel?
Okay.
I wanted to know what would really happen. I just didn't tell anybody. And it was pitch dark. It can get really dark at night at sea. And I didn't tell anybody. And I, instead of watching it, I just set the radar for precisely what it was supposed to be. 13 miles on the surface around us. And I just waited. And the plane flew right over the top in the middle of the night. Wow, wow! And the captain came running in his underwear and his robe. He's like, what the? What was that? And I said, sir, I don't know. It sounded like an airplane. He's like, don't be a wise bottom. I know that was an airplane. And he's like, wait, how come you weren't tracking it? And I said, sir, this is the Spy 1 radar. It's from 1904 or whatever. Yeah. It's a surface contact radar. And he knew that I knew that he knew that I knew. But there's nothing anyone could do. And it was, in the end, for me, of that whole experience, that I realized a couple of things. I don't think that the guy in the plane from the enemy combatant land really wants to fight. And I know I don't want to fight. And we didn't fight.
Yeah.
He just flew over us. People get upset. And I think I knew that night. This isn't for me. Yeah. I'm not going to stay in this military thing forever.